Things are going to start happening to me now.
You've done all the reading. You're a scholar. You're a professor. You've done all the reading. You've done the intellectual heavy lifting.
More or less, eat shit and die.
You wouldn't know a fact if it begged you all night long.
Want to, like, give the wrong impression, because I am very high.
F***ing ran up behind him with a hatchet. Smash, smash, smash.
Yeah. Care. I'm a libertarian. What I'm getting is,
did you vote for Joe Jorgensen or Trump?
Who?
Joe Jorgensen. That was the perfect answer. Thank you. That was...
Oh boy, we're back. We're back in style. We've got Andy, Trash Main. I don't know. It's a Liquor Main. And then we've got Dickie. Dickie's in the waiting room because he's too... You fucking kids. By the way, this is Tyler Yonke, Libertarian Podcast Review. We're coming back here with some Dead Man's Party. Andy, Tyler, Dickie? What's up, Andy?
Maybe. What up? How's it going?
It's going good, Andy. It's been a rough month for me. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit. But I don't understand you kids. By the way, you're doing fine. I'm old. And Dickie comes in, can't work his headphones, his computer, whatever. It's all problematic. How come I'm the only one that's got my shit figured out?
Well, I figured it out within, you gave me a short notice tonight. You gave me 30 minutes notice, and I was only 2 minutes late, so.
I sent a message to Dickie. I said, we are starting, get your shit together. He says, fucking headphones, it won't work, hang on. I said, get yo shit together. The fuck you think I'm soying dem? I don't know what he can't even speak English here. So look, we got some people in the chat. It's been a while. Lorenzo's here. Loads of honey. Who else? Benzo Barbie. She promised. She said she had great hoots and opinions, and she didn't prove it. Jose's in here. JC, we love you all. Fat Dave, who the fuck watches this? Hey, look, people. You don't know why you're here, but maybe it's this. Maybe it's this. Maybe this is why you're here. Top Lobster comes out with a new show. Are we going to hate watch? Perhaps. You tell me that he did not borrow his kid's chair to do this. Why is the desktop up to his tits and hers? This is the problem we have here. Have you watched this new show by Top Lobster?
I have not watched any shows. I'm lucky if I watch an episode of or listen to an episode of Brian McClanahan's show a week. And
all right. Yeah, I love Top Lobster, by the way. But why is he?
It was nice of him to have Gorlock on.
These are by the way. There's no family member that's coming on in this. They're like a smoking tin. That's just all the way it's gonna be. That's why it's only me. Question for you, Andy. Question for you here.
Yes.
There was some issues with Top Lobster on Twitter today. Some people, maybe some people here on the chat. We're saying that he was Tower Gang has really fallen because of the simping for Josie. What do you say about this? Let's get Andy in as much trouble as possible.
Well, where was this happening at? I didn't see this.
Okay,
I've been at work all day, but
every like you should make his aunt bigger. That's not even possible. Why do you say smaller? Let's do something in the realm of that's his aunt, by the way.
So
my tits aren't as nice as Top's aunt's, for what it's worth.
So Tower Gang, say that again. Tower Gang is breaking up.
I'm not going to say who it was, Lorenzo, but someone put it in their circle on Twitter that Tower Gang wasn't as funny or good since they started simping for Josie. That's kind of my interpretation of it.
Tower Gang was funny. When?
Okay. One, you stole all of it, all the action here. Thank you. But then what Top Lobster goes and does is he proves everyone right by blocking them all because they were saying mean things about his girl. So I get it. Look, no offense, Andy, but I'd throw you under the bus. Nothing flat. What do you think about that?
Repeatedly, every day, constantly, and I'm hostile towards our mealy mouth fans. So. If you're watching this show, I pretty much hate you.
And, right. And that includes
make sure
you
that's
and I.
Understood right off the bat.
Right. By the way, I don't know that they were, Lorenzo says he's right. Lorenzo, you don't understand. I complain about that all the time with Josie or any of these people. You don't Top also. And I by the way, I'm a big fan of Top Lobster, even though he continually rips on me and then comes into my DMs and asks me legal questions and then says he loves me personally. You've got to watch it with some of these online women. What was the orange girl? He went on her show and it was the same little love fest. And she did a horrible job. He's a funny guy. He's a great interview. And she was really horrible. And then she didn't have her audio. And then her Grandmaster B husband is doing shit. I'm just taking them all on right now. Oh, we've got Emma in the mix. How you doing, Emma?
Tyler says, what's up? All right, that's enough.
Perfect.
What's the background?
What's the background? The background is the Grand Ole Opry.
I'm on Blair White's side. What side is that? Just another dude? I don't know. What's that mean, Fat Dave? What side? So I've been off Twitter for a month.
The Josie thing is interesting, I guess. You know, if you into like, you know, milk toast. Chick opinions of liberty, then yeah.
right. I totally agree. Matter of fact, that's exactly what we're talking about. Those kind of comments right there, Emma, is what we're guarding against. Okay. Is that it? I guess Andy's on the way out.
I'm not leaving. I'm just muting myself because
Lorenzo says he had banged Blair White. Okay, so you're gay. I don't know why this is an issue. I'm just joking around. Okay,
me watching Lorenzo and Top Lobster fight is like watching a monkey knife fight with two monkeys, and I'm the white guy on the sidelines cheering them both on.
Right. Do they have the organ grinder, or is it just with a knife?
Just knives. But, you know, we could get to the organ grinder if you donate to my OnlyFans or whatever.
So Dickie wanted to come on here. I don't even know why. Oh, so let me just, and we'll get to how you're doing, Andy. Do you want to maybe just talk about how things have been going with you?
That'll cost extra. I'll get to it a little bit later once things cool out around me in my vicinity.
the Grand Ole Opry is pretty happening right now. Gotta bounce. Love y'all. Good Uncle Dickie. Some shit. Okay. Thanks, Lorenzo for coming on. Just hop in and out. That's how we do it here. I'll just tell you about my month real quick, and then Andy can talk about his. What's that? What's that, Emma? How are your teeth doing, by the way? It looks like they're slowly trying to come back in.
Yeah, she's toothless and ruthless right now.
Right.
All right. Go run along. Get out of here. Scram. Skedaddle.
While you're doing that, let me just pull this up. So our dog had cancer in its wrist, came back, it was 10 months ago. So we ended up, long story short, to do radiation and to get it removed. It's an 11-year-old dog. It's like $25,000. That's before they do chemo. They won't even quote you for chemo. So for, you know, a few grand, we just cut her arm, her front leg off. So that happened last week.
You could have done that. I could have done that with a soldering iron.
You could have, but it would have been brutal. So this was, we love this dog. So, happened. Now she's hobbling around on three legs. It's pretty good. It comes home with a fentanyl patch. I've been told the fentanyl ruins everything, but evidently not. It's been good for the dogs. Andy, how's it going there with you need some fentanyl patches in your house?
I can use a couple of them. Yeah. Actually, random white trash story about me. I had a good friend of mine who went into a coma when we got out of high school for eating jelly out of the morphine patches. So similar thing.
Jesus. Yeah, you guys are, where'd you go to, you said in school?
It was shortly after we got out of high school, but him and I were close. I don't really talk to him anymore.
Okay, well, I could see why, maybe. I had some videos I was gonna pull up here. Let me see if I could find those as well.
So what's your three-legged dog's name?
Addy. Hmm.
So now it's just ad.
Well, there's right.
I'm allowed one dad joke per episode.
But this happens, and then I don't want to get all into it. But we had a legal assistant that has been practicing law without a license under our, totally took our letterhead, removed the attorneys on there, sends out mailers, all this stuff. He's getting business. I'm estimating making about $20,000 a month as an attorney, but he's not one. Under the auspice of our firm, they pay him Venmo, they pay him Zelle, they pay him cash, and then sometimes
sounds like
he does
a pretty sweet gig.
Right. Sometimes he does some good work, and then sometimes he makes up things like filing a case for you in court because he can't do that. Now there's a settlement agreement. He's been, 10 months working you, $1,000 a month, and now he's got a settlement. They come, they sign this settlement agreement. One I've seen for $113,000, one for $98,000, one for $60,000, one for $30,000. This is just four that I know of. They're all fake. They're completely fake. And it's just a most police reports, reporting to the bar. I've called Venmo. They've shut his account. And he still, I took over his email, shut it down, and he still has his Venmo notices going there. And he's still getting notices. And he's now working for another attorney who I've told this about. I don't know if these people don't care or what, but crazy shit. So we've been having to deal with this kind of stuff for several weeks. And you can imagine when people start calling, this is how it went down, which was he was in Tahoe, Lake Tahoe, for 4th of July and was on his cell, didn't have good reception. People start looking up our firm, then they call us, and then they're like, hey, we have a case. And I'm like, you don't have a case with us. You're not my client. You haven't been paying me. Yes, I do. I have a fee agreement. And it's signed one-sided, never the other side. He pays them, they pay him directly, and it's to his name, properties even. It's not even like a law firm. So some of these people are just dumb, but they're in desperate situations, and they come to him, and then he just rapes them. And you could imagine the stress I'm going under.
Rape. Right. Well, none of them are as dumb as you for hiring the guy.
True.
And as a good libertarian, I suggest you go work for the Occupational Licensing Board, okay?
Look, let's talk about the libertarian parts of this, which is, and I've even heard Robert Barnes talk about this, where, the bar is stupid and having an attorney license. Completely agree, but he was, he was a bad attorney. Right. He wasn't even good. Now I'll say this. This is the problem. He does really good stuff with some of the things he does. And then he decides it's on foreclosures and stuff. And then he decides he's going to go spread out his wings and do other things. And that he can't do. One, he's never been to court, so he doesn't know how those things work. So that's all obviously a problem as well. So
will he be going to court soon?
I sure hope so. And even then I'm like, so he didn't have access to my money, but what he did was there were some clients that we were done with, and then he would subvert them and take them over. Or I just had clients that weren't paying anymore, and I'm like, we're done. Well, they were paying him directly, so they're kind of stupid too. So for me, though, I'm also like, okay, I'm here where I'm at. Did I lose money? I don't know. But there's a liability issue that's going to happen. And then anyway, I don't need to get into it. So dog lost that. My compressor just, we have a refrigerator that's barely a year old. The compressor just went out on it. My daughter signed this lease for this thing down in San Diego that she's not going to. So now she's trying to get out of that. When it rains, it pours, Andy. That's all I'm saying.
You're putting out fires over there.
I just noticed Benzo was back on Twitter earlier today. And how did you notice? What gave it away?
Shout out to Benzo. She just woke up out of her morphine patch coma as well.
Right. Right. Should we look at some videos online people, we're going to test this live here. So we've got Dickie. Dickie, can you hear me in the background? Just shake your head yes or no. Okay. Let's add him to the stream. Let's see how bad this is. Dickie, you there?
Yeah, I'm finally here. Piece of shit computer wouldn't work.
Oh, was it the computer's day? Or computer's problem?
I guess so. It's a brand new one, so I hadn't gotten all my permissions set up and shit. I thought it was working earlier, and then it just wasn't. So,
all right,
it's not me if there's no technical difficulties.
Right.
It sounds like Tyler's past month has been a bunch of not working.
Well, right. I also forgot. Like, I took a nap, and Tyler didn't tell me if we were going live or not. So I just set my shit up right away.
Well, let's go to the tape. I'm not going to pull up your DMs. But I'm going to look at it. You sent me a message here. Let's see. You said still down for a show. Okay, that was at one. Okay, and then I replied back, though, sure, when. And then you said, let me check. And then you said, how's eight? Okay, I didn't get back to you for 3 hours. Good point. These are first world, I have a job problems.
Okay. I'm the only one who works around here.
Oh,
I normally work.
Dickie, why don't you get us updated on how everything is with you? You're a father. I don't know if you're recovering drunk. What's your situation?
I mean, I'm not recovering, if that's what we're worried about. No, I'm a dad. Yeah, my son just turned 3 months today. So he's been sick at home. So that's what I've been doing, just watching him. Yeah.
How much time have you been spending on the phone instead of one-on-one with your Chinese baby?
I've been with him most of the day.
I'm just talking shit. I just popped in our group chat today and saw something about not spending enough time with the kid.
Yeah, I was gonna send like a picture of him right after that, and I was like, oh, I can't do that. Not doing that to him.
Good. So I'm glad things are going well. So tell me why you wanted to do this podcast.
Because I got bored.
Okay, that's more than valid. Andy, anything going on with you that we need to know about before we go into some of these hard-hitting questions and things I have?
No, work's going good. I'm feeling good. Life's going fairly well. You know, I can feel the new pussy in the ether, so.
Good Lord.
Everything's going well.
You're talking about like young, or what do you mean? What do you mean by new?
The new.
Yeah, you know, like puppy breath.
Oh God. Okay, I don't know. Benzel says first day back, straight to the drama as it should be. Look, I like I said, the last few months I've hardly been on there because shit's going down with me, but it's fine. I kind of enjoy not being on Twitter so much. I don't know, I feel like Dave Rubin in that sense. You know, he takes the month off and gets just hammered the whole time by his husband's dick. But that's not quite it. That's kind of what happened to me as well. What is there Gabe a lot of drama Rubin on Twitter?
Was there drama? I don't know. I've been keeping up.
You said you got suspended.
Oh yeah. Who was I talking shit to? I don't even remember. It's been a while. Twitter okay. Fears the blue collar white man. That's all you need to know. Twitter wouldn't last an hour on a blue collar white man job site.
I wanted to take a look at this because I didn't understand this tweet earlier, and maybe you guys can help me on it. Can you see that there?
Anne Frank. Sorry, Hannah Frankman.
She says, it's crazy to me that in the name of preparing kids for the real world, we divorce them from the real world almost entirely until they are 18. Then we let them loose into the wild and hope for the best. The harder you look at it, the more irrational it gets. Our buddy, I guess, Grimace, I don't know what he calls himself right now. He says he thought this was a shot against public schools, but that doesn't make any sense to me. What's your take on that? I think this is a stupid tweet. That's my point.
I think this is just pro-Italian posting. And Dickie's gone.
Wow.
No, you know the trope about Italians in Italy, they stay with their family a lot longer.
Is that? Yes, I do understand that. And then their parents live in their house when they're young. I don't think that's what that is. This to me is like, I don't really understand. So just say this. It's good. I think it's really important actually to keep your kids innocent as long as possible. That's the whole pushback against a lot of this woke stuff. They don't need to be. I was listening to a podcast and he was saying that he mentioned to somebody, trying to remember who it was, hey, how do you like, what's the best way you like to give blowjobs? And this guy's like, what? He's like, yeah, so if it's uncomfortable for you as an adult to answer that or to hear that, how do you think it is for a prepubescent kid or someone going through puberty? So my point is, keep them innocent as young as possible. That's perfectly fine. But then you let them in and my kids, I still talk to my parents about stuff, and it's good for you. If you treat your kids the right way, they're going to come back to you when they're 18 too. There's not this delineation where you're like a turtle and you're done and over and you just send them out into the ocean. So
I mean, they're slowly gaining responsibility as they get older.
Right. Right.
And you're trusting them to, you know, maintain that responsibility.
Right. Oh, there you go. It was PDB talking to Anthony Weiner. Thank you, Magoo. It's exactly what it was. So my point on this chick's tweet here is I don't think it's rational. She's probably childless, or she's a stupid mom, because I just don't think this is not a rational tweet to me. Anybody?
Women tweeting rational? No, never.
Oops. Dickie, what do you think? Why is this?
Yeah, what Andy said.
Okay.
Women rational, never.
What, Dickie, what's your take on Josie and Tower Gang? Let's go straight to that.
Man, I don't really care. Like, she's there. Like, I don't necessarily think, okay, we're talking about today's Twitter drama, so I don't think she made it better or worse. I don't think she's the big, huge change we've seen in the show. I think that's more so Top taking over with his own creative twist on the show. I also haven't watched the last few episodes, so if she had something to do with it, then I don't know. But
as far as no, libertarian groupies go, she's like at least a 7, right?
Yeah, libertarian. That's like, we've talked about that before. That's like work hot, right? You get undated by like, yeah, you're at work all day. You're just sitting there. You're horny. That person seems okay. And next thing you know, you're cheating on your 10 wife with a 4 at work. And then you just say, what's going on? Would you show her to your family? No, I wouldn't show this person to my family. So that's the way it looks. I had some more stuff. Oh, let's take a look at this guy. This is
out on a busy mind.
Did someone say something? No.
I look like Janet Jackson, apparently.
Okay. Have you seen this video?
Maybe.
No.
Okay. Let's run it here. This guy starts off. He's in his car. He's already got his gun. His fingers on the slide.
It's the heart-stopping moment. Shots ring out on a busy Miami highway.
The fuck?
Video of the dangerous road rage incident was just released to the public. The video starts with Eric Popper, a civilian fire inspector, looking relaxed and singing. Next, police say the 30-year-old cuts off another car.
Oh my God.
You can hear the other driver honking his horn. Popper glares at the rearview mirror. He says the other driver is tailgating and making obscene hand gestures. Moments later, Popper opens his center console and carefully removes a handgun. When the other vehicle pulls up, Popper opens fire. Cops say he fired 11 times. If you look closely, you can see the other driver apparently throwing a water bottle at the car. Popper says he thought he was being fired upon and was acting in self-defense.
The guy in his dash.
He's got an OEM 40 Glock 43X, and he's aiming.
Oh yeah.
The first question was: the guy in his dashboard. I'm confused why he's just shooting up his own car.
You know, typically people who film themselves in the commission of a crime don't exactly look like that. But you know, my first question is he actually white?
No. maybe we should go back to this. I'll bring it back up here.
Andrew Tate gained a lot of weight, dude.
right. That's not a white man. I'm sorry. There's a few things that give it away here. One, obviously the shooting.
That frame right there pretty much gives it away.
Dude, it looks like he's shooting a. He looks like he's shooting a 50 Smith & Wesson the way he's like.
So. Let's ask a few questions here. First of all, the facts are that it looked like a water bottle thrown at him, not someone shooting back at him. So why is he reacting like he's getting shot at here?
Because he had that thing pulled out before the water bottle even came out. So I don't know. He was already aggressing.
Right. You know, it's not a white guy for a few reasons. Let's go back here. I want to see. One is the facial, the way he has his hair. I think he has a small earring and a bald head. This is a swarthy Middle Eastern of some sort.
Yeah, he looks like he might work at a discount tobacco store or something.
His name is Nasir.
He says the other gestures.
Anyway, justified? Anybody?
No.
Never. When your name is Nasir Ali Amrabat or whatever his name is, then no. The Patriot Act does not allow for self-defense. Hmm.
Well, as a CDL driver, if you're getting yourself into a situation like that, you're the one at fault. Like, if you feel like you have to pull out a gun instead of just slowing down, changing lanes, and getting away from that person, then, yeah, you're the one at fault.
Right. So it seemed a bit much in that situation. You know, you like, you can't, as an example, yes, you can't come onto someone's property, but just because you went on trespass, you know, like Girl Scouts just coming up to your door, even if you say no soliciting, you don't just get to start unloading 11 shots wildly like that at Girl Scouts. I mean, it has to be, you know, a certain kind of fear, and it's usually force with like force.
You should.
Okay. All right. This brings a whole new element into this. If it was a woman, he may be justified.
Well,
how was the water bottle thrown? Look how the water bottle was thrown, and let's decide if it's a woman or not.
What if it's thrown like this, like the kill shot, the side
woman of color.
Right. I don't have it back up here again, but let's talk about this a little bit more with the thing. So, but it said he cut off the woman. So in no world, I mean, typically the woman's doing that. This is a problem. You guys have probably accidentally cut someone off before or done something stupid driving, right?
Never.
Okay.
No, I do it on purpose.
Okay. I've done that before. By the way, I've got pretty hot. I've got out of my car multiple times to confront people. I'm always like,
I saw your gay ass get out of a car and beat your ass.
Yeah. Well, no, here's the deal, Andy.
You to get back inside.
No, they don't get out. I'm always like, pull over. Let's handle this. And I'll pull over. And then they don't. They're probably like, oh, look at that pussy. He's just running away. And I'm like, no, I'm waiting for. I did get out once. I did that. Guy pulled over, called my bluff, gets out, and he's holstered. And I'm immediately like, see ya. He's like, what? You got a problem? And I go, you're carrying. I'm not going to deal with this. He had a Brinks. He was a Brinks driver on the slide.
He deals with enough bullshit. He's about to go postal on your ass if he's a Brinks driver. Yeah, that was a smart move.
Side note: later on, playing golf, like, with,
pull over. I got to serve you some legal papers. Right. I actually don't want any problems. I'm a process server.
A white bicyclist attitude. Uppity. Bitch. No.
Very much. On,
I'm just fine. Then I was.
I've never had any road rage incidents. So.
And well, that was, I stopped at that point. I pretty much just like mellowed out. I'm like, it's stupid. Something bad can go on. It doesn't make any sense. But I've, you know, pulled in front of people or accidentally done stuff. And my reaction is typically when it's like that, I'm like, hey, it's all right. You know, it's my deal. It is interesting when someone like this Yahoo is the problem. And then he's upset when they're reacting this way. You know, the thing you should have done is like, hey, sorry, cut you off. And that, anyway,
I mean,
well,
I've
every
never
opportunity to avoid that person after that first interaction.
And he was brake checking him too, so he was making it worse.
Yeah, I agree. Go ahead.
I've never gotten out of the car, but I've pulled my gun on people getting out of the car and just laughed at them. It's like, dude, I'm gonna blow your nuts off. Better get back inside.
And who did you add to? Was it your brother or your wife?
Well, my wife doesn't have nuts, so.
Well, not now.
It was one of my brothers.
Yeah, of course it was.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the or listen to the Maj debate thing with Weissman?
Listen to some of it.
I tuned in just for a second when he was talking about Jeremy Kaufman, but also I was doing dad things, so I didn't get to focus in.
I haven't listened to any of it, but I'm going to play the 2-minute clip that Leighton put up. Should I do that?
Sure.
Okay. So this is evidently, let's take a listen.
I don't know what these clowns do. I don't care. I know what I'm doing. I know the great work that a lot of libertarians are putting in to make sure that liberty is at the forefront. And I've yet to hear anybody say that, no, Maj, we don't need the urban demographic. That's the reason why Democrats are there, because it's a numbers game. But if you're
urban demographic and democracy.
My point in all.
Yeah, do you want to say more about that?
Maj, you're black and you're insufferable.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, this was that, you know, Kaufman spent the better part of I don't know how many years now fighting the SEC, you know, over the you know, technology and the
good. So he should get off Twitter and do that.
No, he has been, but my My point is this, man. Y'all have way more in common than you do apart. And I, if you were to actually have a sit down conversation, I think you guys would like to
sit down with him. He gotta give me a fair one, though.
Yeah, I agree.
He gotta give me. You know, I have a sit down with him. He gotta box me, though. What's up?
This would be a lot better if Layton would have edited some. Layton should definitely edit some chimp noises into this.
Shit.
I'm gonna put this volume, this audio over the video of Massey and Jamal Bowman arguing in the house chamber.
Guys,
hey, this is, you know what? This is exactly like Top Lobster and Lorenzo going back at it. One Jew and one brown man. shout out to Clint for, you know, trying to extend the olive branch, I guess.
But Clint's too friendly, I think. I want to see him get angry.
Good guy, Clint. Trying to do good guy things. And
Clint, listen to me sometime. I'm going to be a little devil in your earpiece one night on the spaces. I'm just going to tell you to go off, and you're going to do it.
Maj is having a little chimp out here. And
see, this thing.
Okay, this
the other thing. Out. Now we're getting into a manhood conversation. You've been rude, vague, then directly disrespectful. I am a man first. You gonna respect me, period. Just like I checked when Sarwark tried to act like after he said what he said to me to the Philadelphia Daily News in the middle of my city council run, and then tried to buddy up to me in Orlando, and I told him walk the fuck away from me. That was me being respectful.
This reminds me of Chappelle's show. He used to have a segment when keeping it real goes wrong. It's like, I'm going to enforce your respect to me to the point where, you know, some next thing you know, you're on Tom Woods' show live and you get arrested.
Now, this dude talking, Sarwark didn't say, oh, Sarwark didn't call me a bitch. I've yet to call Kaufman a bitch. I've seen you, bro. You don't work out. You're not in shape. I will fuck you up. The reality, though, is it needs to be mutual combat if you want to have a conversation with me, or he can just keep doing what he's doing
over there.
The reality, though, it's not now impacting look, what I'm doing. The
this
reality
is a good,
is,
this is a good conversation to have, a manhood competition. Who has the bigger one, a black man or a Jew?
All of this tough talk, calling me a soft bitch and all of that. Bro, you not about that action. Stop pretending for these people on Twitter. This is how people get murdered. Jeez. Like, stop. I respect the non-aggression principle, which he's already violated. But at the same time, everybody else don't. This is how people throw stones and hide their hands. Then when they get the shit smacked out of them, then they want to play victim. That's what Sarwark did. I don't know what these clowns do.
What did Kaufman do to violate the NAP other than be not brown, I guess?
I don't know.
Not worship him? I don't know.
That's the brown NAP is different from the regular NAP.
one of my monitors is shaking here. It's bothering me. So, I mean, it's like,
get your shit together, young man.
Yeah, Tyler.
I better not have gone out. This is an expensive monitor. This shit's blowing out. I can't handle any more shit going. I'm going to put it on this other side here. The problem I have with that, it's your typical, and libertarians love to play this game in online too, which is they're going to mock everybody's looks, and they're not so great looking themselves. So
great strategy.
It's corny. I always feel it's corny. You know, you get their picture, and now I do it if they're like a fat fuck and they are, you know, professing some sort of like health issues, like oh, you know, COVID. And then they're like super fat, you know, shame them all you want. But I don't really care. I mean, your looks are your looks. And it does. And it's Twitter. And there's a lot of ugly people that try to do that to joke on other people. And I feel like this is some of the same thing. It's like you're trying to have an intellectual conversation. And then he's going to go and he's like, you're going to respect me. And it's like, you know, even the Bible has a thing about honoring your father and your mother. It doesn't say respect. It says honor. The fact that they're like a parent. It doesn't mean you have to respect them, because people can be absolute shit. I don't respect what he is like as a father and his kids and having kids out of, you know, wedlock. No offense, Andy, and all these other things.
Hey, so none taken. As the best looking man on this show, you know, I am allowed to make fun of him. I think you're reading too much into this, though. He's just being black. Like, this is what blackness is all about.
Tyler doesn't have those in California where he's at.
He's not at all. We don't have any out here. It's a stupid thing, and I guess that if that's like thug life or you're keeping it real, like I said, or you're a tough guy, and this is all these things, it's at some point it's just like my dealing with the guy in the car. At some point it's gonna come back to haunt you. Now he says you're gonna get yourself murdered doing that. Yeah, but so will you. I mean, it doesn't make sense to act.
How hilarious would it be if we woke up tomorrow and top of libertarian news was Jeremy Kaufman shot Maj Ture 3 times while trespassing on his property.
The fact that he's look, Sarwak is the guy that couldn't even he's trying to chop down a tree in his flip flops, right? So going tough against him just doesn't really make sense.
I mean, I've chopped down trees in my flip flops, but I think I could take all of them on at once. So I'm not Sarwak. I'm also too drunk to give a shit.
Are you drunk right now?
No, I'm just habitually am.
Okay. That's interesting.
He's got it just coursing through his veins. He's a southern
it's
man.
It's just there.
This monitor's killing me. Okay, let's see if there's any other. Either one of you watched or listened to any podcast stuff lately? Anything we need to go over there?
I got about halfway through the Roseanne and Tim Pool Michael Malice thing, and I was finding myself getting awfully bored, so I shut it off.
Sounds very chewy.
How about you, Dickie?
No, I listen to like conspiracy podcasts about aliens and shit.
Nothing
libertarian.
One?
I mean, I've listened to his.
How was it?
I listened to it at a taqueria. It made the listening enhancement even better. It was cool. Have you seen it?
No,
supposed to be a review of the episode.
I started it and it was it looked like he was sitting at a child's chair. He was so low on the, and especially maybe compared to her. I was having trouble, so I might have to just listen to it. And you know, conspiracy stuff, it's what it is, but I don't know that I want to hear a woman talk about it, because I mean they'll believe anything.
I listened to this one show. It's called The Confessionals. Top likes it. He's referenced it a few times. And like, I believe just about anybody that comes on there, except for this one woman who was like supposed to be like some high up witch or something. I didn't believe a fucking word she said, because I'm just like, she made it up. She's a woman. There's no way.
I feel like every woman believes in ghosts, like, and all the every supernatural thing, like, just women believe in.
Yeah,
I think I married the one that doesn't. Other than that, yes, all women do.
Well, she's Chinese. You wouldn't know what she believed in.
That's true. It's like all this weird, like, Confucianism and shit.
Right.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. So I believe in enough ghosts for, like, me plus the whole family. Family reunions now are kind of interesting, because then I'll just talk to them about the latest, like, fucking alien that I believe in, and they're all just like, ah, cool.
The only ghost I believe in, I guess, would be the ghost of Nathan Bedford Forrest coming back and the South rising up again.
It's on the screen right now, dude. Andy looks like he would be the ghost of Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Yeah, he does.
Hell yeah, let's go. That's the highest compliment I could ever receive.
By the way, we have a sponsor. I don't know. I was trying to put it up here. It's Fox and Son. So you can go there. I'm going to do a commercial for it. But if you go there, you use the code review, you'll get 15% off of some orders. It's posted up here, but I can't even see it. So maybe I'll try to bring it up a different way. And they gave me coffee, and I haven't done any, haven't pushed it at all, but it's really good. I've enjoyed it. Some coffees I don't like. If it tastes like Starbucks, it's a little moist, kind of some of those beans are a little more of the moist side. I don't know. For some reason, they taste like the Starbucks stuff. But he has some good things.
I just ran off every female viewer we have, and I think it's just one, by saying moist repeatedly.
I'll tell you what's not moist.
The what?
All the female viewers that we used to have.
Hey,
why are we shilling this bullshit? Look, if you don't drink Fox and Son's coffee, you're gay.
Right.
But I don't drink Fox and Sons coffee. I am gay. I also work for Anheuser-Busch. So she says, there we go.
She says, if you mix Fox and Sons coffee with your Bud Light, you'll have a great day.
Right.
Look, I drink break room coffee, okay?
Well, that's I do too. But yeah, look, at some point we're going to have a contest and we're going to give away some of these bags of coffee. Your moist beans or not, you can flick them. I don't care what you do, but it's going to happen for you, okay? I love coffee and it's a great thing. Andy, do you drink coffee? Do you have a grinder? Do you grind your moist bean?
He grinds marijuana. It's cannabis.
I used to have a grinder, but I gave it away. You know, it's part of fatherhood. It's growing up, you know, you step away from, no, you know, things that haunt your past and you move on.
Yeah, so just Tinder now for you, I guess. Okay, sounds much better. Dickie, do you drink coffee at home?
Not really. I drink it at work so I can shit.
Oh, jeez, okay.
Look, if they come out with a white Monster flavor, I'll be all over.
Andy, you got to try the new Monster, like the spiked Monster Beast, like 6% alcohol Monsters.
They have a white one. I did try a month or two ago. I tried the Baja Blast, the hard Mountain Dew Baja Blast. It's like a 6%, and it was terrible. But as a fan of the cultural experience known as Taco Bell, I had to try it.
That is what the river that runs through the Bass Pro Shop pyramid is filled with.
Hard Baja Blast.
Yeah, it's like tequila and Baja Blast, or just it's tequila or clear, whichever day they have to alternate it.
Thought it was.
I figured it would have been Twisted Tea or something.
Yeah, that's now that the bro country has taken over.
So back to the coffee. We're gonna. What you don't know is that it's specially formulated so that if every random number of bags has a fentanyl laced bean in there for you. And some of them have Clint's Kratom. So we've got that going, and it's a surprise. Think of it like the Willy Wonka ticket. It could be yours and send you on a wild ride. So code review.
So this is libertarian coffee.
It will be.
Which one has the blue chew ground up in it?
Will this coffee make you find out. Rape a baby?
You will be wonking your willy.
Probably not, Andy. I think the only thing that makes you do that is the solutionary lifestyle.
Damn.
What, if they come out with a Roman Polanski's flavor, then we'll know they're libertarian.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm waiting for them to do like a bug flavor so we can get that World Economic Forum ESG score on it, and I can invest my money into this company and get rich.
This coffee sucks. Don't buy it. You're gay.
Right.
That's my sales pitch.
I love it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to film we're going to do some videos of us drinking coffee. I know. I think we're done with that. Okay. I ran that about as long as possible. Hopefully they'll find it in their hearts to send me some more coffee.
I'll ranger dip on the show with some of those coffee beans if you want.
Look, an Orthodox Jew, the best part of waking up is a baby's foreskin in your mouth.
God damn, this is... There you go.
Hell yeah.
Tyler, you never ranger dip?
I don't know what that is.
You pack a lip of coffee grounds instead of tobacco.
Oh, no, I have, I don't chew, so. I like my teeth, okay. I like my my lips.
I never said you chew tobacco. I said you ranger dip. It'll just turn your teeth black. Your teeth will stay there.
Teeth?
Nathan Bedford Forrest does not know what this is. Someone explain to the ghost.
Okay, look at this. I'm monitoring over on Rumble. This is a chat over there. What?
Yes, this whole mess has to do with globalists trying to take out Trump's name from the ballot for the 2024 election, and doing so officially make this election a selection, not an erection.
That's Top's cousin.
There you go.
What were we talking about?
Is it really? Okay. That's Top's cousin?
I don't know. It sounds schizo enough to be.
Tyler's not naive enough to believe it. I mean, he's got a scam artist working for him.
No, I fired him.
He's He's selling coffee. Yeah, he's got a Ponzi schemer working for him. He gets out of his car to engage in road rage incidents.
Right.
Are you sure Tyler's not a female?
Yeah, he's about to start selling us essential oils.
I could, Mary Kay. I'm not a fan of essential oils, but I could get an erection like that. I don't know if that helps.
What were we talking about that could possibly have been Trump related?
Nothing. I think it's what happens over on Rumble. You get some bots going there. So, but Gabby Rios, 59.
I think it was a Nathan Bedford Forrest reference.
Maybe
it was probably that non-white firing the pistol.
Right. So either one of you watched, let's get back to some podcast stuff. So, or if you have a topic you want to talk about, I don't give a shit. Did you watch Dave Smith on Patrick Bet-David?
No.
Patrick Bet-David? I don't know who Patrick Bet-David is, but
is that the,
no.
So here, let's go back to this. This person's, there we go. Well, the title is Triumphant Return. No, it's Triumphant Return.
Triumphant Return.
I don't know.
We're so talking about plant. Motorcycles. We're talking about Triumph motorcycles.
There you go. No, they came back, JC. They said a bot, but they responded to what I had to say. So someone's paying attention over there. Gabby's. Thank you, Gabby, for hanging out. Gabby Rios.
Hell 59. Yeah, Gabby. If you're single, hit me up.
Right. Andy's on the.
And if you don't look like. If you don't
look like Top, then hit me up.
if you look like Top's aunt, then don't follow me. But if you don't, then yeah, follow me on Tinder and Bumble and all that shit.
So Dave was on Patrick Bet-David. He's got this big podcast, and there were some other guys in there. And as Magoo said, the Hispanic dude ruined the episode. Yes.
As usual.
It was I liked all the guys, but it was a little bit of that douchey. I make a lot of money. Look at me and my cool stuff. And they were all very followed the line of Barbie. Like the Trump stuff. You know, it's a little bit too much. Did you guys hear the? And I'm going to tie this in. Did you hear Jim Gaffigan on Rogan at all, complaining about Trump and Biden? So.
No.
I like
Benzo Barbie's joke in the chat. I just saw that. San Antonio women.
Few will understand this.
Those tortas. There go some big old women in San Antonio.
We're derailing Tyler right now, and Tyler's trying to talk about brown people derailing some other podcast.
Right.
That's right.
No, but Jim Gaffigan was basically talking about Biden, how he's not that bad, and Trump's just the most... Trump is the most evil or whatever it was. And what's funny about that is he's like the Trump sycophant, but yet with Biden, and they're both there. So, and they're both cringe to me, right? Like this person, no offense, Gabby, Triumphant Return. I mean, this is like, you're talking about an 80-year-old wispy haired man, Trump. I'm just sick of all these old people, and you got they love Trump or they love Biden, and there's everything else is just the most evil, and they're just all evil.
Tyler, you're sounding like a gay man who wants to pull me off the highway and suck me off right now. You know that you have a preference as to one to the other.
Sure. Which is who?
You know that you would prefer Trump over Biden.
Yeah, but he makes me sick too.
Yeah, but don't play the middle school card of they're both cringe and gay.
They are.
You're allowed to have a preference, even if you don't like either of them.
You're allowed to have a preference, but that's not what they're doing. They're like, this person just said, well, it title's Triumphant Return, so you're talking about Trump. It's like the Return of the King. It's funny. Okay.
Who would you rather spend a weekend with, Mar-a-Lago with Trump, or a weekend with Joe and Hunter somewhere at like Bohemian Grove or Martha's Vineyard?
Hunter's going to be there though?
Yeah, Hunter's going to be there.
It might be Joe.
I hope so.
It might be Joe and Hunter, because Trump is cringe, and then his son is just so, he won't shut up. They're like, if you watch him on podcasts. Or,
okay, how about Ivanka? If Ivanka is thrown into the package.
The Trump orbit has a lot of brainless bimbo hot chicks that are.
Yeah. So like they're all of age. and they're all, you know, kind of tall. You might have to deal with, like, you know, a couple of drag queens here and there.
White.
Yeah, Lady MAGA, whoever else.
Why is this always the option? It's like, who would you rather spend? I'm like, I don't want to spend any time with any of these people. And Andy's like upset, but you, your preference, it's that binary choice, always the binary choice of wouldn't you rather spend it
one
with
or the other, Tyler?
I don't want to spend it with
libertarian.
Any of them. I would
Welcome
play golf
democracy.
With Trump. I would play golf with Trump, and he would cheat to win because I would beat him, and then it would be an embarrassment.
Would you rather play golf with Trump or go biking with Biden?
Well, Biden might have an accident, so maybe.
Would you rather do that or go paddleboarding with Obama?
I hate all these people.
Tyler never played Would You Rather in middle school, and it shows.
I know. I'm trying to just get him to reveal his preference instead of being a fucking fence sitter woman.
So, who
unrelated, Tyler, how would you feel with just a mustache?
Me?
Yeah.
My dad used to have one, and he looked a lot like, a Colombian drug lord / Tom Selleck.
Tyler, by next episode, you better just have only a mustache. No beard, just mustache only. Rocket. Let's see what it looks like.
Benzo said, if you would rather be with Hunter doing blow with hookers and swimming naked, then you're fucking retarded. If you wouldn't rather. Okay. Well, maybe. How would Tyler feel if he didn't have
Hunter.
Breakfast?
We're talking about who would we rather have as president.
Joe and Hunter have better drugs.
That's true. Trump would have killed all the drug dealers. The only drugs you get with him are Pfizer and Moderna.
I love breakfast, David. So, yeah. The fuck's the problem with you guys?
This is torture for Tyler. We're not letting him talk about his coffee. We're making him play Would You Rather. We keep interrupting all of his podcast talk. This is great.
It's
this
called
is his
making
hell.
It fun.
Exactly.
You guys watch Tower Gang too much and think that that's how a podcast should go. And then you come on here and try to do the same thing.
I don't even know what that
Which
is.
Which one of you is fucking Toad?
I haven't seen Tower Gang in like years.
I saw Owen Benjamin. I think that was the last one I saw.
Yeah, same. That was probably the last one I saw. Those guys are all my fans, okay? We're not.
They're my fans too. They just don't know it. That's why they're gonna hire me soon again.
I'm an influencer of mediocre influencer, so I don't know what that makes me, but I will drink about it.
Okay. So, since you guys aren't into this any of the things serious, let's just. I was gonna go into some more stuff, but
go.
I didn't have anything prepared.
Derailing.
Yeah, I know. I didn't have anything prepared. So
please go. I want to derail some more.
I'll go back to my Twitter, see if I can find some more fun videos.
Dave, did you hear about Lizzo and the sexual harassment charges? Pull that up, young Jamie.
The what?
Lizzo's shit testing her employees, and it's pretty interesting.
You find it and send it to me.
All right. Pull up this Dave on your BPD podcast or whatever.
Why?
What did she did? What with James Madison's flute?
Yeah. Tyler, go into your thing while I look this up.
Okay, so here's this would have been more interesting.
Okay, how am I supposed to look this up when this is on the screen,
dude?
Go back. Yo, go back.
All American boners. Let's go,
dude. If they put that on a fucking slap that on the front of a coffee, I might start drinking.
I would start ripping lines of the coffee like Scarface, dude.
Let's go.
Yeah. There you go.
You're just going to see me running around at work on a forklift yelling, that motherfucker isn't real.
So let's talk about that. We haven't been able to do that yet. So maybe we'll talk about my post versus your post, Dickie. Do you have yours?
I don't want to talk about this. I literally made this video while I was on a forklift unloading a truck, and you're just going to shit on me. All right, let's go.
Let's do it. Here we go.
Let's do it.
I'm telling you, I'm getting the f*** off, and there's a reason why I'm getting the f*** off, and everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it. I don't give two f***, but I am telling you right now, that mother f*** back there is not real.
I love this bitch.
And you can sit on this plane, and you can
Die with them
or not. I'm not going
to. Kick that bitch off the plane!
I'm telling you, I'm getting the
Okay, so there was some controversy. Dickie, you want to defend yourself now?
No, not really. I'll explain. So I didn't understand the assignment. I'm a little retarded. I got dropped on my head a few times. I have fetal alcohol syndrome. I have ADHD, and I was working. Some of us, you know, we don't get to sit in an office all day long. So I thought I was. I thought the assignment was make something. I don't know what the fuck I did. I could have been under the influence as well. So I will concede. You made the better video because you understood the assignment better. But mine had music.
No, there were just two completely different types of videos. I don't think
Yeah. I think yours made more comedic sense. Mine was just kind of like, oh, yeah, there's the dude.
Yeah, kinda then you thing. Had the you have eyes mine? And the zzz.
Yeah.
I was trying to do it as if it was real. Like, oh, that's a...
I sent you that link. That bitch let is me proportionally find, correct.
Let me find mine real quick. I'll send it in here.
There was a another video that was basically the same version of yours, Tyler, that was floating around on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't who know did that?
I think I sent it to you, didn't I?
Well, I think what happened is, because I could tell the way I cut it, that people then took mine and they made their own. So, okay. Which is, it's fine. Look, for what it's worth, I swear to God, this is what was happening. Was I saw that and I go, I've got to come up. And I had it all. This is why I was able to get mine out so fast, Dickie, because one, he brought himself out because I had already cut it and was ready to go. And I was going to send Andy a text and go, what would work in here? Like I was thinking like Santa Claus, you know, something. I wasn't good. I had the idea. I just couldn't finish it. And then our boy Fat Dave Cole comes up with that. And by the way, that's ingenious. So that's why I was ready. I was able to do it super quick because of that. But anyway, yours was fine.
I sent mine to the chat. I hate mine, but we can watch it. It's fine. I have a little a hate watch.
Okay.
I need to make something good.
Well, you're saying you haven't made something good, or?
No, I need to. I need to make like a clip video or something. But like all cut. I do is all I you watch is make Tower another Gang, one. So.
Should make another edit of that video that cuts the tops on.
Motherfucker's not real.
I was trying to see where also. Okay, hang on. what? Oops. Add to stream.
No, I'm talking shit, but she was probably hot back in the day before she had six Puerto Rican kids or whatever.
Right.
What's okay. Gay?
Can either believe it or they cannot believe it. I don't give two fucks. But I am telling you right now, that motherfucker back there is not real. And you can sit on this plane and you can fucking die with him or not. I'm not going to.
Get that nigger bitch off the plane! I can say nigger anytime.
I have no problems with the one. They're just different. And we need to appreciate that. We all need to just appreciate the differences in life. No?
I'm a self-loather, Tyler. I watch Tower Gang, and I make videos with Burger King, man. What is that? What the fuck?
All right, let's read the headline. Go back.
I'm also apparently half black because I cannot do anything without music in the background, so.
You mean like a video or just hang out in your house? What do you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Tyler, go to the headline. Let's read the headline for the listeners at home. Lawsuit by former dancers accused Lizzo of sexual harassment and creating a hostile work environment.
Okay. If there's anyone that can sexually harass women that big, it is Lizzo.
By the way, it says dancers, plural, so not just one. You want to read it?
I'm all for sexual harassment in the workplace and creating a hostile work environment.
Right.
And just a hostile environment, period.
Right.
Los Angeles AP reports Lizzo has been sued by three former dancers who accused the Grammy winner of sexual harassment and alleged the singer and her production company created a hostile work environment. The civil lawsuit filed Tuesday in Los Angeles County Superior Court claims Lizzo pressured the dancers to engage with nude performers at a club in Amsterdam and shamed one of them for her weight gain before firing her. Plaintiffs Ariana Davis, Crystal Williams, and Noel Rodriguez make numerous charges, including sexual, religious, and racial harassment, disability discrimination, assault, and false imprisonment.
That's amazing. Like, only I'm allowed to be this fat bitch, lose some weight.
No, it was probably, she probably didn't gain enough weight. She's like, you only gained like 20 pounds overnight.
I'm wondering what the false imprisonment is. Did Lizzo like sit on some bitch or something?
She sat on the Uber Eats driver because they didn't give her enough wings, so she held her hostage.
I saw another headline or article about this today. It was something about the thing in Amsterdam was they made them like eat a banana out of a sex worker's genitals in Amsterdam.
I've heard about this with like, I think Bert Kreischer was talking about on a podcast or a special that he was doing where he's talking about going to sex shows in Amsterdam. And they were doing that where they made him eat a banana or something out of it. And he tried to say, no, I'm married. And they were like, nope, too late. You got to do it now.
To me, this is the least worst thing about Lizzo ever. Like, this is just a standard shit test for any employee.
So the
you think they would have ate all the bananas first.
Right.
Well, there's not enough carbs and calories in a banana for them to be attracted to.
I just figured nature would have took over.
So the false imprisonment, by the way, it's not like you lock them up with something. It's keeping them in some sort of like bounded area or they feel like they can't leave. They're not authority. They don't have the authority of law, and it's without their consent. So it could simply be like you stand in front of them in a room. You know, you block their access to leave the door. Maybe you shut the door.
Do that.
Yeah. Or sometimes it's even where you take their cell phone. That's problematic. Anyway, so false imprisonment sounds more grandiose than it is, but it's pretty simple. And it's legit, you know, don't let your wife leave the room. We're going to finish this argument. Okay. There you go.
I mean, all wives should be in prison, right? That's what you do to your wife, Tyler. That's how you.
Orange is the New Black is every night here at home. Did Tyler see Barbie? Fuck no. What's wrong with you, David?
Orange Tyler, is the New Black or 50 Shades of Grey? Which one?
We bought my wife.
Just glitched.
it was a dumb question. I'm trying to save you. My wife's car, it was a used car. And we bought it and brought it home and it has a CD player and I click a thing and it pulls out and it's the 50 Shades of Grey CD.
Would you rather star in 50 Shades of Grey or Orange is the New Black?
50 Shades of Grey.
But too many minorities. Too many minorities on Orange is the New Black.
There's dudes banging people in 50 Shades of Grey. Orange is the New Black is just all bitches in jail.
So you're in the cuck chair watching the dudes bang the chicks.
You could be either in the cuck chair or you could be one of the prison guards slinging dick with three hands.
Okay, well, that's different. That's not what you said. If I could be in there. So
exactly.
I'm
starring in the movie or show.
Okay, not so men's. Yeah, come on.
Finally, Tyler answered the would you rather question.
Give me another one.
How do you feel about this Lizzo story?
So just, you know, from the attorney point of view, a lot of people like to bring claims that aren't always true, right? And you can't, this is women on women, so who do you believe? It's likely a piece of crap story, but Lizzo's fat enough where it makes sense. So I'm torn. I'd kind of want to see some of the proof. I imagine it's probably, you know, what it is. The problem you have with some of these people is they probably went along and they were fine with everything. And then something happened, they get fired or they're not getting the raise they want. Then they bring up all these things that they were actually fine with or that they went along with. And then they're going to say, oh, the whole time I was uncomfortable. It's like, were you? I don't know.
I mean, if you work for Lizzo, there's got to be a certain like, threshold, right, that you agree upon, because you know it smelled crazy in there.
Yeah. Okay, so David said, I just remember you guys review my Human Action podcast appearance. I did watch it, by the way. It was solid work. I was pretty happy. David did a good job. So it was kind of, I don't know if you guys saw it.
What was the topic?
I don't know. Sound was off.
Who was he on with?
Sound was off.
Bob Murphy now has the Human Action podcast since Jeff Deist isn't there. So let me set the scene. Bob Murphy's at home interviewing David, who happened to be at the Mises Institute. So David gets to have the chair at the Mises Institute. He has a Mises thing behind him. It's pretty cool. Bob, meanwhile, is at home. And it looks like if you're going to do a pretty big podcast, clean up your background, put it a fake background like Andy, have it so tight in your face like Dickie that you can't see what's behind him, or at least me, where it looks somewhat presentable, but it was like clothes strewn around. It was, he was out in the middle of the kitchen. It did not look so good. So other than that, David, it was a great podcast. It was at the Fed Now.
Tyler, how much estrogen do you have in your system to be focused on that like level of aesthetics in a podcast?
I thought you stopped drinking beer, Tyler.
That was a deep sigh.
Tyler, who would you rather be imprisoned by, Lizzo or the Arab taxi driver with the gun?
Oh, he's not going to hit you. like I didn't hit. Notice that they didn't say anything about it like a murder. They just said he fired 11 shots. The guy ruined his dashboard. He didn't even hit his dash cam.
Here's my review of David on the Human Action Podcast.
Okay.
This, if they're allowing David on there, the Human Action Podcast is really taking a turn for the worse.
Okay. You know what? Could be.
Maybe it's just me.
The problem was, though,
focused on his goddamn monitor.
What?
He's so mad now.
No, it's
cleaning up his room.
It stopped glitching. I was gonna go find the podcast. Let's see if we can find it here. Here we go. And if you fuckers think that I'm wrong, let's take a look.
Andy, I think that's just the earthquakes in California making his monitor fuck up.
It's not that I don't think you're wrong. It's just that I don't care. Look at Bob Murphy. Do you expect that man whose face looks like that to have a clean room, bro?
I thought this was Meathead, and I was watching a Archie Bunker over here. So let's do a wider shot. There you go. So I don't know. Is this his underwear going on back here? What's going on? Half stuff on the shelves. It looks like he's going camping. Life.
He does not give a shit. He's like, dude, I'm gonna do your little fucking interview, and I'm going camping. I'm leaving, dude. Like.
Bob's living vicariously. Bob's living vicariously through young David. What's going on?
No, from the point of view of these aesthetics aside, David did a really good job, and I was impressed. They had a good conversation. It was high level. And by the way, someone like me who knows a little bit about a few things here, banking, trading, it was well done. So I do recommend you go and check it out. The only problem I have, David, is you mentioned Safedine Amous.
Here we go. Tyler, you've been divorced. Did your house look like that when you were divorced?
No. Bob is living the way Tyler wishes he could.
No. I'm pretty clean. So when I had my own, when I was single and had my own place, it was clean. You want someone, girl, to come over, or your kids are over there? Hey.
Well, according to the Catholictarians on Twitter who get no pussy, you being divorced is actually worse than raping a baby. So just tying this whole room together.
Right. What's even worse than that, though, I've been divorced. Then I married someone who had kids with a deadbeat who's no longer in the picture, and now those are my kids.
You're going to hell, and you're a cuck.
And I'm a cuck, right.
Well, so true. We love you, Tyler.
I don't care. You think I live my life whether you like me or not, Andy?
You know I like you, faggot.
Right.
Aww.
Same with you guys. So I'll just I'm gonna homo out just a tad bit here. So this is things that I do preach things about family, da 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 da. Shit's been really bad for this month. Okay, Dickie didn't hear all of it, but think of my business, dog, refrigerator. Just, you know, we're taking L after L after L. But I have an amazing wife, and she's been there. First thing she did when I told her the story about the employee was a lot of "I told you so's" for about 24 hours, and then she got it out of her system. And then it was all support, and she's given me some good advice. And so it's really good to have a wife like that. So, gentlemen, find yourself someone like that. So, and you know what? One last thing.
I'm on it.
It's good to be not having to worry about – oh, there he's totally on it. Not having to worry about, like, hiding stuff from your wife or whatnot. It's a good feeling, especially when she needs to help me out on my phone, in my computer, and all this stuff. And it's just, like, nothing to hide from me. So – that's also another good thing that men could do, is not be dicks. But anyway, there you go.
Is Bob Murphy gunning gunning for divorce at this rate.
Is who?
Just based, is Bob Murphy gunning for divorce at this rate, just based on his room alone?
No, I think he has three kids, but I'm more worried about his health.
Is he becoming a hoarder?
I don't know what that, or hoarding hot dogs. I don't know.
He looks like he's trying to summon the ghost of Nathan Bedford Forrest.
I love Bob Murphy. Have you listened to his pod? Have you listened to his podcast?
I don't know who he is.
Okay, he's a Christian and a communist. Now, that's what it says on his podcast. But it's actually a Christian and an economist. But the way
he's Jesus, and
1.5 speed, it says Christian and a communist. That's what it sounds like. So
yeah, he's literally Jesus. He was a communist.
Jesus was not a socialist or a communist.
That's what I hear all the time.
Hey, in the Bible, it says, tax collectors were sinners, irreputes. So I don't know.
Tyler's going to give me a Bible lesson here.
It's true.
Tyler is banned from being in youth church or being a youth pastor.
That's right.
He pulled a gun on one of the kids after he held a gun to his head and made him finger him.
Oh my gosh. What the
no
fuck?
Such thing. I wasn't that. Blessed.
What's your favorite Bible verse, Tyler? He's going to give me a Trump answer.
2 Corinthians.
I don't really like to get into that. It's a very personal thing for me. Right, it's very personal. I don't like to divulge my personal Bible verse.
By the way, that's, I don't know. I don't have a favorite Bible verse. Why should I?
Because I asked.
I don't know. John
3:16. You could have come up with. There you go.
What's the one that Jesus wept?
You stole Andy's.
Right. I'm not a biblical scholar, but I will say Jesus is white because he was on time. So that's why I like him.
No, he wasn't. He was late to saving Lazarus. He was 3 days late, bro. Jesus was black. he let Lazarus die.
He was on time for his resurrection, and that's all that really matters. Lazarus was a black guy anyways, and he knew that Jesus was going to be showing up late. You ever met a white guy named Lazarus? Come on.
Emma Lazarus. She was white.
He came to Lazarus, right at the perfect time.
Lazarus smelled bad, the Bible says, so you already know what his ethnicity was.
See? There we go. My instinct is correct.
What about Mary Magdalene, washing his feet with her hair and all the oils and stuff?
I mean, yeah. Mary Magdalene, hit me up if you're single. Follow me on Grindr, Bumble, Tinder.
All right, let's get out of here. Why don't you give your plugs, you two homos? I got to go eat or something, so get the fuck out of here. Oh, wow. Now neither one of you guys can say a piece of shit.
I'm going to give my plugs to Bob Murphy, first and foremost.
Okay.
Shout out to the ghost Nathan Bedford Forrest. Shout out to my fucked up laptop that doesn't work right now. You can catch me doing nothing at @pine_barons. What the hell was that? I'm going back to school soon, so I'll be busy. Huh?
Can we see the Chinese baby before we sign off?
No, I think he's in bed, and I had to divert the camera earlier because my wife come in here half naked earlier. It was like National Geographic, so I had to point the camera away.
Timothy 2:12. I don't know what's that.
You could have been our reporter in the field.
Right. I could have, I could have gone full Steve Irwin for the crew, but I didn't.
Crikey.
Sneak up on her. Look at that crikey over there.
Sad day when he died. Andy, what you got going on?
Does Chinese breast milk taste like General Tso's chicken?
No, it tastes like a soy latte.
I'm so ready to get out of here. He's so tired of you.
No, I'm just not. It's perfectly fine.
It's just not bad, though.
Everything is fine, I swear.
Dude, I said the N-word and made my son laugh today. I sent it to the group chat.
Well, follow me at Tower Gang Toad if you want awful sports takes and recommendations.
How much money did you win in those fights, Toad?
I don't know because I didn't bet them. I just gave everyone advice on how to bet them. Also, I'm not a I don't bet, but I'm actually a professional bettor. So, which one is it? I don't know.
A UFC expert.
Yeah. As a professional athlete myself, you know, I know what it takes to get over the hump. And, you know,
I've overcome three strokes in 32 rounds.
Toad might as well be vaccinated. But, yeah, follow me at whatever, Tower Gang Toad, I think.
Yeah, that's how we treat. Oh, sorry.
Love you, Tyler.
No, that's what we do with Toad. He's always leaving. Thanks, guys. This is all we have. So we'll continue. We'll get back to doing our thing. We'll get back to doing our kill pod. Any suggestions from you, Andy, of how you want to structure that one, the next one?
The next kill pod? I don't know. Yeah. Let me get back into the groove of things. Tonight was fun. We just were bullshitting most of the time, and that was fun. I know you kept trying to keep us on track.
Every time I get to wreck Tyler's structure, it's a good day.
Right.
Tyler's wrecked right now, but it's just because of the stress we're causing.
Right. The problem is if I don't keep it going, then it's just a lot, just dead air. And then what do we have then? Then it's like a, I don't know, Tower Gang. No, they don't have dead air.
Yeah. It's like a serotonin overload.
Right.
It's like a serotonin overload. You have to get some cortisol in your life every once in a while. And what better way to do it than get fucking Andy in here?
Right. Well, we're glad Andy's working. So, Dickie, I don't know if you're working.
I completed 1 year over at Anheuser-Busch recently. I have a commemorative Budweiser jacket I was going to wear today. But it's
that
hot,
thing was so. Looking slick. I seen the picture of it. And now that I'm working, I'm now the only member of this podcast. It's all has a CDL and forklift certified and has a wholesale liquor license. So
you got the liquor license too?
Yes, sir. I've jumped through all the occupational licensing hoops.
How much does yours cost for years to do? Because I thought they were expensive.
Mine was only $20.
Well, shit.
So you could sell liquor out of your body now, or what do you mean?
Tell Ron DeSantis, step his game up.
Dude, I guess there's different types. Anyway, I was working on my CDL.
What you going to get, A or B?
It was going to be A, but I don't think I am anymore because I'm going back to school, so I'm not going to be able to drive, so I won't have enough time.
Well, let's let Tyler get off of here, and we'll discuss it further and talk about lot lizards at another time.
Tyler's stomach is growling. He's pissed.
No, I'm going to go hang out with my wife a little bit. So thanks, everybody. What is this called? The Libertarian Podcast Review, Pod Review. Check us out at Fox and Sons Coffee. That's it. Out.
And on Fox and Friends.
Okay, I'm leaving now, my guys.
But she's back.
And now.
Chick-fil-A is completely overrated. It's not that good. I prefer Zaxby's. I prefer Popeyes.
Takes a tough man to make a tender forecast, Nick. I guess that's me. Keep fucking that chicken.
Should I vote for Dick Cheney on the Libertarian Party? Do I have an obligation to vote for Dick Cheney?
I would say so.
Yes.
Did it work for those people?
No, it never does. I mean, these people somehow delude themselves into thinking it might, but it might work for us.
That one dude was like, not a podcast, I can't find it anywhere, and they don't have video.
Oh, yeah, Peter Janky, yeah.
Yeah, I blocked him.
I'll do it. If he unblocks me, I'll...
He'll buy your shirt if you unblock him, Bert.
He's a wigger.
Yeah, nothing cooler than a 49-year-old wigger. Like,
I just started live streaming. Cut me some slack. I'm pretty high-tech for a boomer. But anyways...
For a boomer.